live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's just gone 11:30 and it's time to talk to my guest for this hour. It's James Moulang. He's one of the directors of Camscape. Good morning to you.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Now, last time we spoke, which I can't even remember when it was, but it was quite a while ago, and we were talking about Camscape and you were raising money to kind of refurbish Donkey Common, which if anyone knows is outside Kelsey Kerridge.
Yep.
And outside which has kind of fallen abandoned, really, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's a skate park that's in the centre of town, but it was never really built well in the first place, and it's definitely falling apart now, and it's kind of unsuitable for use. And so Camscape is an organisation that's been campaigning for better skateboarding facilities in Cambridge, and part of that was trying to get this park and other parks either refurbished or renovated, and yeah, so that's what we've been doing. And then a big thing as well for us is year-round facilities. So in Cambridge, when it's wet, when it's dark, when it's cold, there really is nowhere for people to go. So if you want to skate in an indoor park, which is what you really need, you have to either go to King's Lynn or you have to go to London or Norwich, and there's just nothing for skateboarders in Cambridge itself. So, yeah.
And from that also there's the added costs for getting to these places, not only just to get the transport to get there, but also the cost of getting into them, because they're usually commercially run, aren't they?
Yeah.
And quite not a terrible cost if you're working, but obviously if you're a young person or you're someone that is doing other things and can't always afford to take all that time out and money just to do
definitely
a hobby that you love.
One thing that's really great about skateboarding is it's a form of exercise. It's a community that is really accessible. You know, it's not too expensive to get into skating compared to other sports. It's not organized around specific times. So a lot of people who don't get on well with traditional sports, this is the way that they find a community and that they exercise. So it can be prohibitive to have to travel to another city, to have to take the entire day to do that. A lot of people, they want to skate multiple times a week, and if they're paying £20-30 every time to do it, they just end up hibernating during the winter.
That's not good for your exercise or your mental health or anything, is it? Or being with your community, which everyone enjoys being with a community, and that's the whole point of a community.
Definitely.
Now, we're going to fast forward now, though, to at the end of this month, you are actually opening the first indoor skate park. How does that feel?
Yeah, it's one of the other directors, Joe, he described it as a really like a pinch yourself kind of moment, like, can't believe this is happening. So
how's it come about then?
Yeah, so we've been looking for a space for an indoor skate park for years now. And one thing that Camskate has done recently is we've done pop-up events at indoor venues. So at the Corn Exchange and at the Junction, we've set up a temporary skate park during the winter just for one day. And they've been really popular. We got loads of people came down. There was tuition as well for new skaters and subsidized places for people who can't afford the entry. So they were super popular, and on the back of the success of those events, we were looking for a more permanent space so we can have somewhere year-round to skate. And the progress we made was that RailPen, the Rail Pensions Fund, who have bought the Beehive Centre and redeveloping that, they had a warehouse that it's in a sort of meanwhile state at the moment while they're waiting for planning permission to change. And they very kindly offered us this space to use as an indoor skate park for the next year. So we were always saying, as soon as we get a space, as soon as we get some money, we're just going to make this happen. And that's exactly what we're doing. So we've been in there for about a month now and month and a half building the skate park. We've got a really amazing construction team led by Pete Higginson, and then a big group of volunteers as well who are putting in an amazing amount of work to make this happen. And we're hoping to open to the public on the 29th of September. and it's going to be a real skate park. It's not just, oh, it's nice to have somewhere dry where you can, you know, skate a little ledge or something. No, this is the best skate park in quite a wide radius. So very excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, I can't quite believe it, because I've been watching your Instagram as showing from Tony getting the warehouse,
yeah.
Which, say, thanks to Railpen for being kind of so open-minded to think, oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, they really took a chance on, you know, we're just saying an indoor skate park, but it's not entirely obvious what that looks like, but
especially with an empty warehouse, it's very hard to imagine what's happened. And
definitely.
I have to also, I think you mentioned that the Active Lifestyles team of the council subsidised the spaces for the pop-ups, but they've been
a huge supporter of this project as well. And so it's really, really thankful to Joe Tornicola at the Active Lifestyles team, who managed to get us connected with some Section 106 funding. So that is the reason that we've been able to make it
happen so quickly.
Yeah, happen so quickly and make it like a really top quality skate park, because otherwise we would have kind of built as we went. But because of this fund that we've been able to access, we've been able to just build a real skate park from the get-go.
Yeah. So I haven't been down to see it yet. I can't wait to see it physically myself. I can't believe I haven't been, because it's not far from here. It's just sort of opposite the Beehive, really, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's just on Coldham's Lane. If you know where the Premier Inn and the Travelodge are on Newmarket Road, it's just behind those. And so it's a great location.
Yeah. Very accessible, isn't it?
Coming
into town or bus or whatever, really. So
yeah.
Amazing. And so you said you were going to do as build as you go, because I kind of thought, you're going to get a warehouse and you're going to skate up and down the concrete, and maybe people will bring in, you know, a couple of pallets to make a thing like you used to do as a kid when you used to, you know, do it in the middle of the road or whatever.
Yeah.
But your community, basically, all those that volunteered, they've all been trained, haven't they? They've all done
safeguarding training, first aid training,
committed to all of that. Mm-hmm. And but they've also committed to doing some really hard work jobs by the look of it. You seem to be having working parties pretty much every day and once a week for evenings. People are finding things for the office, because you've obviously got a reception area to fill, carpet tiles I've seen go down in the sort of cleaner, smarter areas of it. And then you've all taken part in the design of it as well, haven't you?
Yeah,
I guess because you're all good at skateboarding, or you all know what you want, having a collective thing of, right, these are the things, and then looking at the space and seeing, okay, how can we fit any of this stuff in?
Yeah, and it's been nice to just be in the space and see what's going to work in that way. And then we've had a lot of either in-person events or calls for feedback where people can submit the kind of thing they want. And we presented a few options and got people's sort of opinions on that. So yeah, there's been a sort of co-design. Obviously there's a lot of people and they all have different ideas of what a skate park is to them. That's something that's quite unique about skating. It's not, you know, if we were building a tennis court, there'd be no you wouldn't need to get a consensus, because everybody knows what the specification is, right? But for a skate park, it can be really personal what style of skating. I mean, if you look at the Olympics, there's two disciplines, right? Street and park. So are people more focused on street? Are they more focused on park or something else entirely? And so we're hoping that we've
covered
all the bases. We've got two really amazing mini ramps, one that's more low level. It's about 2 to 3 feet high. And that's a sort of really good ramp for people to learn things on. And then one that is 4 to 5 feet high, which is really like, okay, you've learned it on this, now take it to the main stage. And then in the main space, we have space for it's kind of like a blank canvas area that has space for modular obstacles that can be moved around. And so we're probably going to, that one will be kind of designed as we go, and we'll rotate the obstacles out as it's skated and just sort of see how it goes. And then we have another bit which is more large obstacles. So we have a sort of a big platform with a ramp coming down off it, and then a sort of pyramid shaped thing, and then quarter pipes at the other end for people to get speed. So
if anyone's seen the Olympics, anyone's seen in the skate, and you, some of those that gives people, if they haven't been to a skate park, like a big skate park, like I know this is going to be indoor, but effectively a lot of those obstacles and things in the Olympics, that's the sort of thing you're talking about, isn't it, for people?
Yeah, for that section, it's more that kind of thing. But
and Skateboard GB have been involved, haven't they?
They have, yeah. They've been really supportive when it comes to a lot of the legislative stuff, so safeguarding and insurance. And I think, yeah, they're seeing this as... It has potential when it comes to Olympics as being... There's elements there that can be used as training as well, so... It's really great to have their support. Chris Lawton at Skateboard GB has been massively helpful.
And you have a local skateboarder who's also in the Olympic team, which...
Yeah, Joe Hinson. Yeah. And he, unfortunately for him, fortunately for us, he's his shoulder's injured right now, so he's not skating, but he's also a carpenter, so he's been helping out a lot, building the park. He's preparing his own training facility for himself,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, of course he is. What a brilliant way. I mean... That's what we're going to be aiming for, isn't it? Surely people that are going to be, not necessarily in the Olympics, but in the world skating, there's all sorts of competitions that you could be in.
Yeah, definitely.
And this could be the start for them.
And I think but the main benefit of this place is not a training facility to pump out the next generation of Olympic skaters. It really is just it's a space for there to be a community, you know. And people are looking forward to the winter now,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah.
A place where they can get together with their friends and skate, make new friends. Stay active. We'll have a cafe and a space just for people to hang out. We're hoping to do art exhibitions. So the Cambridge BID, Abby Pollock at the Cambridge BID is putting on the Cambridge Arts Festival, and we're hopefully going to be part of that with an exhibition of skate photography in February.
Fantastic.
So
I mean, the options are endless, aren't they? I mean, we were just talking just off air of things that could potentially do, but it's hard because it is like that. If you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
And you are building the dream that many skaters have had for forever.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Suddenly you're like, oh my goodness, this is real. We've got to make this work. We've got to look at like the safety, the insurance, you know, all the kind of boring stuff that normally when you go to a skate park, of course, that's left to the commercial people.
Yeah, there's a lot of red tape to jump around, and Paul and Joe, Paul Elber and Joe Lewis at... The other two directors at Camskate have been so good with dealing with all of that and really just focusing on, okay, what do we actually need to do to get people in here skating, mm-hmm. right? Not getting too tangled up in all of that stuff.
Yeah, because it could be easy to just like throw your hands up and say, do you know what? Let's just carry on in a car park and just avoid the cars or whatever. But exactly. This is going to be such a safe place for people to go.
Yeah, definitely.
And like you say, when there's a bad day of weather, I'm sure every skater looks out the window and then goes, ugh.
Yeah.
But now
I'm rubbing my hands together.
Yeah. Now, also, it's not just skateboards, is it? You are going to be looking at different sessions for different kind of wheels.
We'll be supporting roller skaters and roller blades as well. And we'll be looking into specific sessions for scooters as well. But we can accommodate... those three.
Yeah, you just don't want to get them sort of tangled up with each other either. And as you say, it is for the community, so it's going to be set at prices that the community can afford. But obviously there's running costs and everything else, and I believe you've got a sort of like a crowdfunder or a donation. How's that
work? So at cam-skate.co.uk we've got our crowdfunder, and we're looking to raise around £15,000 to cover the rest of the construction costs, and then utilities, insurance, equipment, all of that stuff to keep the space running. So our objective is really to make a space that is accessible and affordable for people to skate, but we do also want to cover our costs, and then we also want to think about where's this going to go next year if we have to move to another venue. What's the rent situation going to be like there? So we're trying to make this project last, and fundraising is a big part of that. So if anybody sees the value in having this sort of communal sports facility that's really run by the community for the community, please check out the website, cam-skate.co.uk. We're accepting donations of large and small.
Yeah, and on that, of course, you're looking for... any donations, but also if anyone has any particular skills
and materials
have to be,
as well.
It doesn't even have to be hands, you know, it could be things like a solicitor or
Definitely. I mean, we had somebody
like
come
accountant
in who was
or
an
something.
Expert on shutter doors because some of the shutters in the warehouse weren't working, and he's managed to get them working. And just like, I think what it shows is once you have a physical space and people can see, oh wow, this is real and it's happening, then they just want to get involved. It's so much of a different problem, and it's such a better problem to have, which is there is a thing that exists and people just want to help out with it, rather than where we were just a few months ago, right?
Yeah,
where we were thinking this is really at the start and we don't know what it looks like yet, and to get people involved at that point is quite difficult. But once, now that we just have a space and we need to fill it with a skate park.
It's
so much
amazing.
Better.
And also you're going to have lessons there, aren't you, for beginners and probably intermediate. I don't know what the hell it works, but Shredder Skate School, I believe, are going to be doing
some lessons there. In talks with them. So this can be a space where people can learn to skate. And again, all of those lessons, normally they're quite often having to be cancelled during the winter months, and coaches aren't getting paid and people aren't getting their lessons. So to allow that to continue is going to be really great. We're also in talks with a local school who want to do a weekly session. So yeah, this place is just going to get you.
And again, if other people have other ideas how they might talk to you about potentially hiring, I know it's early days and you've got to get the skaters in there and set up that first, but the opportunities for other things are kind of almost endless, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, once you have a space, there's so many things that people would want to use it for, and we could definitely put on events that aren't just skateboarding. So if people have thoughts about that, then I'd invite them to email us at hello@cam-skate.co.uk or message us on Instagram and come down to the opening event, which is on the 29th of September. So from 12 until 6,
it's open to everyone, isn't it?
Open to everybody. And that'll be our grand opening. There'll be food, drink, skating.
And it's on, if you need to find you via the website, or Instagram is a good place to find, isn't it?
Yeah, Cambridge_skate is our Instagram.
That's brilliant.
That's where the most up-to-date information is.
Well, thank you very much. Good luck with all the opening.
Thank you.
It sounds absolutely wonderful. I will come down and have a look. And I'm very excited for you. So let's see how it goes. And we'll maybe speak to you and see how many parks you've got open in the next few years.
Thanks, Alex.
Cambridge 105 Radio.